really good conversation right here because we are joined by the quarterback for the University of Pittsburgh, coming off a huge game in that win over Clemson, over 300 yards passing, and a couple of TDs for the season. How about these numbers? 2,236 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, one INT. Ninth in the nation in passing yardage, tied for fourth in TDs, tied for second in INTs. Pitt is 6-1. They're number 17 in the AP poll, and they've got another big one Saturday. They are hosting Miami noon Eastern. Kenny Pickett is my guest. Kenny, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Great, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, Kenny. Good to talk to you. So you're coming off another big game in that win over Clemson. I've got to know, knowing how badly you wanted to win that game, what was on your mind? I mean, that was on your mind, but actually from the moment you decided to come back, what kind of emotions were you feeling before that game, knowing how badly you wanted that one in particular?
Yeah, obviously a lot of emotions going on, but I feel like, you know, at this point in my career, I've learned how to really control and kind of hone in on those emotions and channel it towards executing what I have to execute. And help leading these guys, you know, every Saturday.
Dude, I love that, actually. How do you settle yourself down? It's one thing to slow yourself down or slow the game down, but how do you settle yourself down and channel and manage those emotions?
It's a tough thing to do. You know, the bigger the games get. It was actually one thing I talked to the team. You know, we talked to the Cavs, talked to the team the night before every game. And that was the one thing I said because I know, you know, the bigger these games are, guys' emotions get going. But I think if you just focus on your job, go over the game plan and focus in on doing your 1 of 11, I think you'll be in good shape.
Kenny Pickett is joining us. Now, from the outside, it seemed like the team did not go into that game hoping to win, but rather you went into that game knowing you were going to win. Is that how it felt to you, and then how do you explain that mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely the mentality. It just comes from, you know, the work you put in and the faith that you have in each other. You know, I know how talented this team is. I know the potential that we have. I think everyone in that locker room does as well.
I thought you had a great quote on the field after the game when you said, "We're really going to enjoy this one. I'm going to have a cold one, then get ready for Miami." I want to make very clear, you're 23. You can have that cold one. I'm guessing, though, my man, that after a win like that, a cold one feels even colder. Am I right? And then what was the cold one?
Yes. Yeah, it tasted a little better than the usual one, but you know, I just went and had dinner with my family and friends that came out, and you know, had a Bud Light with dinner, so it was a great dinner.
Yeah, it's the best dinner, right? How much does that mean to you? Like when you bring your family in there, when you think of the sacrifices that everybody has made and how much love is flowing, and you got a cold one, what are those dinners like after a win like that?
It means the world to me. You know, we didn't really get the chance to do it like this last year due to COVID, and my family thought that was going to be my senior year. So the fact that I was able to come back for one more and get a true senior year and really be able to enjoy it and have family and friends come out, you know, they're memories that last a lifetime.
All right, so that's actually a really key point. What was your process for making that decision? Because you could have come back or could have come out after last year. Why did you decide to come back, and what was your process for making that decision? Because it probably was not the easiest decision.
No, it definitely wasn't easy. You know, I was pretty set on leaving, you know, after the last game of the season, but I just did my research. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like what I was projected, you know, didn't match my thought process on the kind of player that I am. So I wanted to come back for one more year and prove that. And, you know, obviously this team is so talented. It was easy to come back. And the goal now is to win a championship.
Kenny Pickett is joining us. I knew you'd get to that point about the championship. I'm going to ask you about that. But when you come back for one more year, you've said, quote, "Every practice I know this is my last time. This is why I came back, to have a lot of success this year with this team. All the chips are in the middle of the table." Like, knowing that you have a limited amount of time, knowing that you're running out of practices, how does that influence then the way you work and what you bring to it? What kind of motivation does that give you every single day in everything you do?
Oh yeah, the motivation's always there. You know, you wake up and you're excited to go to work. You're excited because you know this is the last shot you have at it. So you know, you're all in. Everything you do, you're all in. Your preparation, your practice habits, the weight room, the film sessions, everything you're all in on because you know this is the last ride you got. So I'm making sure I don't, you know, have any regrets when I'm leaving here.
I like it. Kenny Pickett joining us. You mentioned winning a championship. That's not the first time I've heard you say that. I've heard you talk about that. I've heard you talk about the team standing on a stage hoisting a trophy. I know it's only one game, but when you beat Clemson the way you did and you know how they've dominated that conference, what's that mean in terms of the goal of winning that championship you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it was just another step in the right direction. you know, we have 5 weeks left and a really tough Miami team coming in this Saturday who just beat NC State, a ranked NC State team, an NC State team that also beat Clemson. So I think that, you know, the games just keep getting bigger. The more you win, they keep getting bigger. So, you know, we got to make sure we're ready to go every week.
All right, so I understand you're going to deflect, but I'm going to ask you anyway. It's not just a championship that you're in the running for. Your name is getting a lot of run also as a possible Heisman candidate. What is your reaction when you hear that? Have you allowed yourself to imagine what it might feel like to win the Heisman?
Imagine it? No, I feel like that's something that you can't really imagine. It's an unbelievable award, but I'm grateful for all the, you know, the kind words, and I appreciate everything. But, you know, I think that when you look at all the championship teams, those are the teams, the guys on those teams get the awards and everything. So that's what, you know, the main message to all of my teammates and our coaches have been saying. Like, you know, we want to be the team that's hoisting that trophy. Everything else will take care of itself.
Talking to Pitt football, Kenny Pickett is my guest. You know, if we were to go back, when you first arrived on campus, you were behind Max Brown and Ben DiNucci. What were the early days like for you?
I feel like that's kind of where you're molded as like a as a person, as a player, and that's kind of where you you kind of see what you got. You know, you have to go in there, compete. You come in as the fourth string guy. But when I came in, I just had the I'm the guy mindset. I wanted to show that I prepared like a pro. Everything I did in practice and in film and preparation, that you know I acted and did everything like I was the starter. So then when I became the starter, it was really just another day, just another week. I'm just out there playing. So I think that was really what helped mold, you know, my career.
See, I was going to say, excuse me, I asked you that question for two reasons. One, that response is really interesting to me. And secondarily, earlier this year, you broke Dan Marino's record for most TD passes in a three-game stretch. What's it feel like to hear your name mentioned alongside Dan Marino's?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. On the recruiting trips, and, you know, my dad actually sent me a picture of me standing next to this, like, in our old facility. We had, like, a Dan Marino, like, kind of shrine almost where I'm standing next to it with a picture. And it's just unbelievable because you're walking in your recruiting visits and everything, that's what you see, and that's the kind of guy you're chasing when you decide to commit to Pitt and be the quarterback here. So it's an unbelievable feeling.
Dude, like, what happens now? I mean, will the kids coming forward now go on the recruiting visits and see pictures of you and stand next to you and have the similar kind of feeling, do you think? And what's that feel like?
Yeah, it's incredibly just grateful for it all. It's been a hell of a ride. Not over yet, but I'm excited to finish this thing out.
Kenny Pickett is joining me for a few more moments. I want to read you a quote you said. This is a really interesting mindset you have, especially for a quarterback. Quote, I feel like there's only one way this game can be played. It's not for nice guys. It's a violent sport. It's played by alpha individuals, and I feel like as soon as I step between those lines, that I'm the best player on the field. You just have to have that edge. End of quote. I don't know. Like, I understand that mindset, but there aren't a lot of quarterbacks who talk about playing a violent game with that edge. Where does that mindset and that approach come from?
Yeah, I think it comes from a young age. My dad was a linebacker. I mean, he taught me everything I know about the game and, you know, in life and just how to go about your business and playing this game. So I love to compete, and I think that the quarterback has to be the fiercest competitor on your team in order for you to be a championship-level team. So that's just something I want to bring every day.
That's interesting. Do you feel like you got to be the toughest guy physically on the team as the quarterback?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of small fine print that comes with the job that, you know, everyone wants the job, and you step in there and you're taking, you know, a helmet under the jaw or under the chin strap. You know, it makes you some people second guess the job, but it's something that I embrace and I love it.
I like that. What else is in the small fine print that comes along with playing that position that we don't know about?
I don't think we have enough time in this segment. You know, it's a long list of things, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's something that you have to embrace and take step by step, and you have good cast of people around you that makes it easier.
All right, so you've got Miami Saturday. A few years back, you had that monster game against them, which included three TDs in a win over them when they were number two. What do you remember about that game, and then how much has changed for you in the program since then?
I think we're a lot farther along as a program and where we're at, you know, at this stage compared to where we were. And we were 4-7 heading into that game. You know, didn't have a bowl game opportunity. That was really our bowl game. So I'm really proud to see the progression of where we were at that time to where we are now. You know, it means a lot to be a part of a process like that and be Coach Narduzzi's quarterback for this, you know, that whole time, that whole period. But, you know, I'm really excited to face Miami one last time.
All right, so one last thought. So things have changed so much. Back then, you were an underdog. Now you're getting a lot of run as a possible ACC champ and more. Like, how do you feel? What's the mindset? I mean, do you still have that chip on your shoulder, or do you feel like you're still hunting as opposed to being the hunted? Like, what is the mindset?
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't won a championship, so the hunt is on for that. That's the main. That's in our sights, and you can feel it around the building. Everyone knows that that's where we want to be. So we've got to take care of business 1 week at a time.
All right. Pitt is 6-1. They're number 17 in the AP poll, and you've got another big one coming up on Saturday. Miami is at Pitt. Their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, is having a huge year. Kenny, great to have you on the show, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
That was fun. Kenny, good job. Well done. I would say you earned yourself another cold one, but I know you're not having one, so you handle your business. And again, he's 23. That's just a great line from a college quarterback on the field. Man, I think I'm going to have a – look, you beat Clemson, and you beat Clemson the way they did, I would say the same thing.